Hello, people. Welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and I have some special guests with me today.
Hi, this is Sarah, Emily's mom.
And then I have my sister with me.
This is Caitlin.
Yep.
Plenty.
So, this is the last starter Pokemon, so let's do a round of applause.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So we have Totodile. It is number 158. Type is water. It is known as the Big Jaw Pokemon. That's very fitting. Because it was like kept biting things in the episode. It looks like a mini like alligator or crocodile, but it's blue.
But it's cute.
It's cute, yeah. Mm-hmm. A baby.
And it stands on two legs.
Yeah. And it dances.
Yeah, if I saw that swimming towards me, it would not scare me, but I know like it's got
teeth are kind of scary.
Well,
though.
I know that, but it's like it's blue. And it doesn't seem
so
like
playful.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like it's playful. It just wants to have fun. Not eat me or kill me.
Maybe pull on your hair.
Nah, that's fine.
If you have long hair.
Yeah.
If you have enough hair.
Depending on who you are.
It's kind of mean.
Its height is 0.6 meters or 2 feet. Its weight is 9.5 kilos or 20.9 pounds.
That's heavy for a little.
That's a big guy. Little big guy.
And it has like purple or it has, what's this color called? Like a hot pink spikes
it looks like
on its
maroon?
Back.
Is that maroon?
Yeah, maroon like a
maroon.
Like
a maroon.
Maroon.
Burgundy?
Magenta. That's what I'm thinking.
Magenta.
But yeah, and then it has a long snout too, like an alligator.
It's got like a mask around its eyes like a raccoon, except it doesn't connect in between both eyes.
I don't
like
see that.
This?
Yeah.
Got like, looks like a black hole for an eye, but then like the actual eyes, like, yeah, it's kind of black around its eye. Then it looks like there's more males than females. 87.5% male, 12.5% female. I don't remember what it was for, Cyndaquil in Evolutions, but I remember Chikorita, because you got mad about that. Wonder if all starters are for this generation.
More males?
Yeah. I'm not sure. But we had an episode for this Pokemon, Season 3, Episode 35, the Totodile Duel. I will let them explain the first half of the episode.
It started off with Ash,
let her know,
Misty, and Brock fishing, and they weren't catching anything. And then Misty caught something on her line, but it was a teapot. Yep.
Okay.
And then she threw out this little lure that was like a miniature of her, and she said that would help her catch Pokemon, but obviously you need Pokeballs to catch Pokemon, so...
So she was wrong.
Yeah, and then Totodile showed up, and then they were like, we want that Pokemon!
Ash and Misty wanted it.
Yeah.
They were fighting over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So they both tried to catch it, right? And they both threw their Pokeballs, but then it was hidden in the grass, and they don't know who caught the Totodile.
So they battled for it.
Yeah, they did 3 rounds.
Pikachu versus Togepi.
And that was so funny. Pikachu's like, well, I don't want to hurt Togepi.
Yeah.
I was like sweating like a madman.
And then Chikorita versus... Staryu, and then Bulbasaur versus Poliwag, which evolved into Poliwhirl.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
And then Team Rocket showed up trying to snatch it. Hmm.
Of course.
But they were traumatized earlier by Totodile, and they're like, ah! So they ran away
I'm getting really confused. She's talking too much for me to process.
So...
Too fast.
So they were scared by Totodile because they were traumatized by him. They're like, we're gonna get revenge. Forget about all the other Pokemon. We need to catch that Totodile. Yeah. And so they battled, but they lost.
Yeah, because the Totodile kept biting Jesse's hair.
And Pokemon.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, and Pokemon.
And it kept dancing, and it avoided Ghastly's sludge attack.
Yeah, so Ash won the match for Totodile, and then Team Rocket showed up, and Totodile battled Team Rocket, and he blasted Team Rocket off. And then in the end, Misty was like, well, I'm glad that you got the Totodile, because I don't need it anymore. I got my Poliwhirl. Or was it Poliwrath? I don't remember.
Poliwrath is the very last one.
Oh. Okay. Poliwhirl.
Who evolved just for me.
Whirl. Poliwhirl.
And that was the episode.
Yeah.
What happened to your voice?
That was the Poliwhirl. That's what it sounded like.
What did it sound like?
Whirl. Poliwhirl.
That's kind of creepy.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Poliwhirl.
Okay, so now we have its evolution, Croconaw, number 159.
It's got a mohawk. Look at that. Underbite, too. It looks like an underbite.
It looks a lot chubbier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cute anymore.
Yeah, it's not cute.
Are you saying that chubby things aren't cute?
This chubby thing isn't cute.
I didn't say it was chubby. She did. I just said it's not cute anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So Croconaw is 1.1 meters tall, or 3 feet 7 inches.
Mm. Grew 1 feet and 7 inches.
It did. And it weighs 25.0 kilograms, or 55.1 pounds. So it still looks like an alligator.
Looks like a dinosaur
to me. Yeah, it doesn't look like an alligator anymore.
Dinosaur. Looks like a dinosaur.
Like, its snout totally changed.
Yep.
Well, it kind of looks like a T-Rex.
A baby T-Rex.
Yeah.
Look at its tail. It's got that perfect diamond point on the end. That's pretty cool.
It's got a stubby tail.
Mm-hmm.
It's got this design of white and blue on its chest.
Is it white?
Pale yellow.
I was going to say it's not white.
A tan color.
Oh, yeah. It's like
beige.
Beige. Yep.
On its chest. And then... Stop that! It's got a beige colored jaw underneath its chin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some teeth sticking out.
Two teeth.
And
it should go to the dentist.
They look pretty clean to me.
Oh, I know, but like they're out of place.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, like it's got its tooth is way back past its eyeball.
I think they're just born that way.
Oh.
It's a birth defect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's still got the magenta. Stop! Still got the magenta spikes on its back. And it looks like its feet are really small.
Yeah, very small feet.
In comparison to the rest of its body.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's got some stubby little fingers.
I wonder how it looks when it runs.
It probably waddles.
Yeah, with how big its
probably
belly
not
is.
Very fast, I'm guessing. I mean, I don't see any wings, so it doesn't fly.
Chicken wing,
It can probably swim fast, though.
Since
it's a water Pokemon.
Wait, good point. But, its arms and its feet are very small. Yep.
And we didn't have any episode for this Pokemon.
Yep, we just watched the one episode, the Totodile duel.
Yeah. so now moving on to the last evolution, Feraligatr.
Feraligatr? Oh. My. Oh, my. Oh, my.
What? It's all grown up now.
Wow.
Number 160. Still known as the Big Draw Pokemon. Oh, my gosh. It's 7 feet. It's over 7 feet tall.
It does not look like that at all. Well, it's just saying. Over. I'm just saying. You'd never guess.
Feraligatr. And look at the way that's spelled.
Feral. F-E-R.
Feraligatr. It's feral. Well, it looks feral. Feraligatr is 2.3 meters tall, or 7 feet 7 inches. And then it weighs 88.8 kilograms, or 195.8 pounds.
What?
Basically 200 pounds.
Finally, actually kind Pokemon of that weighs more than I do.
7 feet tall and 7 inches, only weighs 200 pounds. Is that just me, or does that seem like kind of...
That seems fair.
Okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. It doesn't... So when you look at it, it doesn't look like it's, like, big at all.
Well, Mom, they have to scale the picture down.
Yeah.
It's not to scale, obviously. So Feraligatr... Wow, look at those nails.
Yeah.
Claws.
So it looks like... What would you guys say it looks like?
Ugly.
To me, it looks like a pregnant mom.
Mad.
Well, yeah, it's got like, it's like protecting its baby. Yeah, it looks pregnant angry. Mom. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's like gonna protect something. It just seems like it's, I don't know. Oh my gosh, what? Hold on.
Huh.
What was the other picture that you showed? Right there, all the way to the right. That looks like a chicken. That looks like an angry rooster. That's kind of funny. Is that also a picture? Or yeah, is that something
that's a
else?
Picture.
Yeah, but still.
It's the same thing.
That's funny.
It kind of looks like it has pockets on its legs, but that's just part of its skin. Right here.
Hmm. Yeah, those little protrusions.
Yeah.
Like they're like armor plates.
Yeah, and then it's got like these square armor plates on its arms.
Mm-hmm. 4 of them on each arm.
And it looks like the magenta spikes on its back got bigger, but they're clumped together now.
And they're red.
Well, they look magenta to me. It's still a bright blue color. And it's still got like that, it's under its chin is still like a beige color.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the beige color isn't on its chest anymore, it's on its lower stomach.
Yeah, and it's like a
chevron.
Yeah. And can't really see its tail, but I'm sure it got longer too. And it's got some long fingernails and toenails.
It's not pulling its own tail in this picture, is it?
No.
Looks like it could be. There's
So now we will stop. So now we will just do the Pokemon tournament and rate them.
Rating first and then tournament?
It's up to you. What do you want to do?
Let's rate them first and then tournament, because that's how we've always done it.
Okay, so first we'll do Totodile. Out of 5 stars, what do you guys think?
I give it 4 stars. I really like it.
Me too. 4.
And give the reason.
Like, it's not that cute, but its personality is really cute.
Yeah.
I just really like it.
I think it is cute, and it kind of reminds me of a baby dinosaur.
It kind of looks like one, too.
So, I think it's super cute.
I think it's cute, and I like its personality. It's happy, it's energetic,
mm-hmm.
It's positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will give it 4.5 stars.
Oh, my.
Or maybe 4 stars, I don't know. I feel generous today, so I'll say 4.5. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now for Croconaw.
Mm.
2 stars, I don't like it.
3 for me.
Yeah.
It's like
I guess I could give it a 3. It's I'll give it 2.5. Well, okay. And I'm giving it 2 stars. I don't care for its design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this is out of the whole, out of the starters for Johto starters, this is the worst middle evolution.
Yeah. Not so impressed.
I'm just gonna give it 2 stars. It's not for me. Now we have Feraligatr.
Mm. No.
I don't like it. 2 stars. Maybe 1.5.
Oh my.
It is not worse than Croconaw.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I would not want to step on that thing, like, just say, like, Legos.
Yeah, that's 2 stars.
Mom, you know, it's 7 feet, 7 inches. You're not going to step on it.
Well, look at the dog.
Well, he's not 7 feet, 7 inches.
He's pretty big. He's laying down.
He's not 7 feet, 7 inches.
I bet he's at least 6 foot.
He's long, but he's not tall, Mom.
He's like 2 feet tall, Mom.
No, he's not. He's long, but thick. Anyways.
2 stars, I don't okay. like it.
Yeah, he's alright. I mean, I don't know.
Of course, Sergio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the spikes on his, the top of his head, like, he's not friendly, and he's trying to be scary,
Mom,
but he's not scary.
Mom, you're making an assumption. You don't know what kind of Pokemon
he
is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we didn't see him in an episode, but he looks like he's trying to be scary, but doesn't look scary. He just looks sharp.
Well, you just said I wouldn't want to step on it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you know, it's like stepping on a Lego. I hope I don't step on it.
Because
it hurts.
Of its spikes.
Yeah. Yep.
Like if it was laying down, you wouldn't want to step on its spikes.
Yeah, and it's funny. So it's like it's got a kangaroo bottom, doesn't it? It's kind of like
yeah,
a kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a marsupial in that way.
Mm-hmm. So what are you rating it, Mom?
2.
What are you about you, Emily?
So I like it better than Croconaw.
Really?
Yes. Croconaw, I just was not vibing with Croconaw. Mm-mm. So I'm thinking,
Shut up, Mom!
I'm thinking, I actually kind of like it.
Yeah. I mean, oh.
I'll give it 3.5 stars.
Oh my gosh.
A little above average.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's my opinion! So yeah, 3.5 stars.
Emily needs some glasses here.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I just
Corrective lenses.
Yeah, okay. That's what I meant.
Anyways, we will have our Pokemon tournament now.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, my last favorite Pokemon was Chikorita.
Uh-huh.
And what were your guys's?
I had the same one.
Oh, yeah. We all had the same one. And you were going to switch it to Quilava, but you didn't watch an episode on it. So.
What?
You wanted to switch it to Quilava?
Oh, yeah. The middle.
Yeah. So, in this tournament, who will rise?
Who will fall?
And the... winners are... No, not clapping. Drum roll. Okay, you can't do it. Okay. Chikorita. For me.
Nothing changed.
Oh, that was anticlimactic. What about you?
Yeah, I still
It's hard to beat Chikorita.
Yeah, like, I don't really remember Chikorita. I don't remember the episode. I don't remember what they look like, but I don't remember their episode.
Are you Googling Chikorita right now, Emily?
Yeah. Oh. I just want to, like, show you all in comparison what the all the starters look like. Mm. Okay, here are the final evolutions.
Oh, cute. Oh, look at that one. You're so cute.
We
That's
went
so
over
bad.
That one, Mom.
Yeah, I know.
You
but
saw all these.
I know, but that one is so cute.
Yeah.
Little Snail.
Right there.
Snail dinosaur.
Here are the... Here's what they look like.
Hi,
here's
boy.
The middle evolution. Here's their...
Hi, honey.
final.
Sergio is
breathing.
Yes.
Sergio came to say hi. Mm-hmm. If you hear Darth Vader, that's why.
Do they know what kind of a dog Sergio is?
Yeah, someone said it.
Yeah, he's a German Shepherd.
Purebred. Oh.
And pure stupid.
Hi, honey. Yes. He's just, yeah. He's
see, that's
boy.
What I said. I said the Totodile Isles by far is the most, has the most ugly middle evolution.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
And maybe
Totodile has the worst evolution line out of the starters. Well, actually, I don't like that one. Fat Rat King.
Fat Rat King.
Yeah, I'm still sticking to my opinion.
I like this one better than, I don't know, I think I like Feraligatr better than Typhlosion. I'm not sure.
Freak.
I think this Chikorita might be the best evolution line.
Yeah.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Or my favorite.
It's cute. Looks like a watermelon in this one. Almost. A snail.
So, I wish Totodile was cuter.
It is cute.
I know. I thought about changing it, but I was like,
it's not cute.
You, I really Mom, like, you said Totodile was cute.
I really like its personality.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But then as it gets bigger and goes through the evolutions, it's ugly.
Should I be different from everyone else and switch to Totodile?
No, you just say what
Do
you
what
mean.
Do what you want.
Yes.
I don't remember Chikorita. I don't remember Chikorita.
Well, if you don't remember the episode, then just base it off of looks. What are you thinking?
Well, obviously Chikorita is cuter, but I really like Totodile's personality.
Well, you can think about it until the next time you come on.
Sit there and think about it, Caitlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, question for you guys. Out of these three starters, Chikorita, Cyndaquil, and Totodile, which starter is your favorite? And you guys also answer this question. Mine is Chikorita. Because I love... I just love
the whole
Chikorita.
Evolution line.
Really yeah, good. And its personality, so.
So
and I love grass Pokemon.
Mm. Well, I would have to say Totodile, but like I don't like the evolutions.
Yeah.
So... what's your answer then?
What are you asking?
Which is your favorite starter overall?
Oh. Totodile then.
Okay.
But I don't like the evolutions.
Totodile, but just Totodile,
yes.
Not its evolutions.
Right, right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What about you?
The happy little thing.
Would it be Cyndaquil if it just stopped evolving at Quilava? Cyndaquil, but it stops evolving at Quilava.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want Cyndaquil. I just want Quilava.
Well, you have to get... Well, I guess you could find a middle one that's already evolved. Maybe. But overall, which is your favorite starter?
Chikorita is the cutest. I think Totodile has the best personality. I don't remember Cyndaquil.
Forgettable.
Sad.
So what's your answer then?
I don't know. Not Cyndaquil.
Okay.
Chikorita or Totodile.
Okay. Well, that's good enough, I guess.
If only it was Quilava.
Anyways, thank you all for tuning in. I think that's everything. You guys have any last words? We are done with the starters now.
Bang!
We are done with the starters now. So let's do a round of applause for that.
Woohoo!
Officially out of the gate for Gen 2. So, thank you so much for listening.
Who's the next one?
And today is August 26, 2023.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, the day we're recording. Next one is not something I don't know if you'd like.
Show it to me. And then they can get my reaction.
Oh, a pre-action instead of a reaction?
like it.
That. It looks
I
like
really
a,
like
oh,
it.
It's like
oh
a,
my gosh.
It's like a bunny and a raccoon all
why
tied
would you
up
think,
in one.
Why would you think I wouldn't like that? Is there something wrong with your brain? Obviously there must be because you liked the last evolution for alligator versus the middle alligator.
Yeah. Feral gator.
Whatever.
Oh, wow. Look at
this
that.
Is so cute. Oh my gosh.
I think you made the listeners go deaf. Maybe you'll have to tune in for the next episode then.
I'm definitely gonna be there.
I really didn't think you'd like it.
It's so. Look at that.
You're
it's
getting
so
the dog all excited,
cute.
Caitlin.
Top 10 cutest Johto.
Oh,
guess
hi,
you're not
honey.
The only one that
oh,
thinks
hi,
it's
baby.
Cute.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, I will definitely be here next episode.
So she can change it?
Yeah.
Don't... Hush.
I'm probably.
She might. She doesn't know yet. She doesn't
Does
know
it.
Yet.
It's so freaking cute.
The suspense is killing me. Will she change it? Will she not? Mm. Tune in next time.
Oh, that's kind of ugly. Why does it look like that?
That's all right, the same
bye.
Pokemon.
I know, but
thanks
it looks so
listening.
Different compared to
all right,
this.
Bye.